In AFL news, the Melbourne Demons' hopes of making the finals are looking slimmer after a crushing two-point loss to Geelong in the dying seconds of the game. The Demons will play the reformed Adelaide Crows at Adelaide Oval this Saturday, which is a must-win for both teams if they want to make it to the finals. I'm joined now by our sports correspondent Jacob League to talk about this and other sporting news of the week. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Tommy, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, what a game of football between the Demons and the Cats. Can you talk us through what went wrong for Melbourne in those final minutes?
It was quite good, actually. I was at a pub having a few beers with a few mates watching the Crows game, and the Geelong game was also on. They didn't score any goals, really. They scored a couple of goals in the last quarter, but Geelong really kind of switched it on at Gidinia Park there. They just didn't man up, really. Melbourne, they were up with a minute to go, and then Geelong got the ball moving, and I think you see it a lot these days where AFL clubs will push everyone back, but I think if you've got a good structure and you can move the ball pretty well, which Geelong did well in that last minute, it kind of opens sides up and you're away. They did quite well. Geelong were down by about four goals going into the last quarter there, and then they switched it on, kicking eight goals in the last term to Melbourne's three. They did quite well. It was quite funny. Everyone at the pub that it were kind of undecided on who they were going for. More surprisingly, Geelong actually got pushed out of the eight yesterday as Hawthorn smashed Carlton. Unfortunately, I can't see Carlton moving off the bottom of the ladder now after the Gold Coast Suns win on Saturday against Sydney. As Brisbane are also going pretty well, probably pretty unlucky to get beaten by Adelaide.
Well, yeah, let's go to that now. The Crows had a narrow win against the Brisbane Lions on Saturday night. So how well did the Crows play?
They played quite well. They lost two blokes relatively early in the match there, with Tom Doday going down with concussion, and then Lachie Murphy also getting concussed. The Lachie Murphy one will be interesting. I think the match review panel will definitely look at that one there. Crows end up winning by 5 points after Brisbane kicked the goal after the siren as well. It could have been very interesting, but as Brisbane did finish quite strongly, but the Crows just held on. It's good to see. I think the Crows might struggle against Melbourne, though. Different kind of side, but Melbourne will definitely be coming out this weekend after losing that 2 points. By 2 points, they'll come out firing. It'll be a definitely interesting game to watch.
Now on to Port. They suffered a bit of an upset against the Giants yesterday afternoon, losing by 22 points. What went wrong for them?
I watched this game as well, Tommy. I think what Port, unfortunately, let GWS get ahead in the first quarter, and from then they were really, four goals to one in the first quarter doesn't really help. I think Port really switched it on at the start there. Robbie Gray almost kicking the first goal, and then the bounce not going his way, but then lucky Brad Ebert was there and spotted it at home. I think everyone probably looking at that was thinking, Porter on here, but then GWS, they switched on and kicked like four unanswered goals, but what was more surprising was Port don't really have a backup ruckman after Paddy Ryder went down, so they chucked Charlie Dixon in the ruck, and it didn't really work. They kind of tried to rely on their small forwards. When you got the likes of Phil Davis out back for GWS, it kind of, you're gonna struggle, because he's such a good defender and he can defend smalls and tools, and I think that's kind of where it broke down for Port.
sports correspondent Jacob Leake is with us, sharing all the latest in sporting news. Now, Leakey, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about the international brawl that broke out between Australian and Filipino basketball players. Now, last week, the punishments have been handed down. What has been the outcome?
Yeah, so 13 players in total, both federations, two coaches and referees have been disciplined. It was quite interesting reading what was going on. I'm a bit undecided on how I'm going about this, but there were four players for Australia, and then the rest were from the Philippines. All of them pretty much receiving in between 1 and 5 game suspensions. The Filipino Basketball Association, or the National Federation of Filipino Basketball, I'm reading it here, I'm not going to try and pronounce it. They've received a fine of $250,000, which is equal to $100,000 Australian dollars for unsportsmanlike behaviour. it's quite amazing. Chris Goulding, who was on the ground and getting beaten up by all of the Philippines players, even got a fine, and everyone's like, how does that work out? Because he's the one who kind of got elbowed, and you know, he didn't really do anything apart from take a heap of hits and stuff like that. It's all going on, and it was pretty much they've kind of labelled all the matches, because they brought the game into disrepute and kind of unsportsmanlike behaviour and stuff like that. But yeah, it was quite weird. It was 4 Australians. Yeah, so Marker, Kickett, Sobey, and Goulding were ejected, along with the 9 Filipino players. So all the players that got ejected were fined, and as well as some coaches and stuff like that. So yeah, it was interesting read, and yeah, I'm not too sure. I think there's a lot of people a bit upset that the FIBA didn't really, you know, fine players and give them even longer, penalties, considering what went on. I think people, after what happened with the cricket team, you know, they were kind of expecting something like that to, you know, really put a foot down. But as far as it goes, it's not really, you know, 5 games for a ball that made international news, and then for the selfie, like, people are, what's going on? But, you know, that's what it is, and that's how it goes.
Well, Leakey, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Yeah, no worries, Tommy. Too easy.
That was our sports correspondent, Jacob Leake, sharing all the latest in sporting news.